Cape Cod's population is aging. At the same time, the region has fewer and fewer working professionals to take care of the elderly. That shortage has been a factor in a number of nursing homes closing on the Cape and South Coast earlier this year. A large part of the nursing home workforce is made up of certified nursing assistants, also known as CNAs, workers who are the first line of caretakers for the elderly. WCAI's Sarah Mises-Tan reports.
Walk around with me and see if anybody needs help with anything. If not, we can make beds and clean up rooms.
It's another busy day for a group of nursing assistants in training at the Cape Cod Nursing Home in Buzzards Bay. Claire Jevnik is one of the trainees, and she's helping to assist a resident get dressed.
All right. Can we get you a towel so you don't get your shirt wet? All right. I'll put this right here real quick, okay? I'll be right back.
Jevnik is learning how to do a job that's in high demand on the Cape, but one that not many people want to do. She's helping nursing home patients do things their own family members may not want to help with, things like changing their clothes, bathing them, feeding them.
That's what I thought was going to be like the most uncomfortable, is like kind of just getting in somebody's personal space. Just because, you know, you're like, you think about it with yourself, you're so used to doing it by yourself, so having somebody else do it for you is very odd. And also having to do it for somebody else is very odd too.
But Heather Meyer, the training coordinator for the Cape Cod Nursing Home, says nursing assistants are critical members of the staff, especially for residents.
Many times we are the only people that they see in a day. So we're their pseudo-grandchildren, and we help them get through their day and try and make their day an enjoyable one.
A typical nursing assistant position pays minimum wage, $12 an hour for Massachusetts. Nursing homes say this is because of low Mass Health and Medicare reimbursement rates. And Meyer says in an expensive place like the Cape, this wage makes it especially hard to retain employees.
Honestly, you can't drive by a facility without seeing CNA's needed placard out front.
Across the Commonwealth, we are facing severe shortages of CNAs, certified nursing assistants working in nursing facilities.
That's Tara Gregorio of the Massachusetts Senior Care Association, an industry group that represents nursing homes across the state.
But it's particularly severe in Barnstable County, Cape Cod, where we have the highest at 20.8% of CNA positions vacant or 200 empty positions.
She says it's always difficult to attract nursing assistants.
But the demographic of younger people who can fill these positions is declining on Cape Cod, and so we really need to be creative.
That creative approach means recruiting nursing assistants with free in-house training programs that offer a job afterward, like the program at the Cape Cod Nursing Home. Bill Bogdanovich, the director of Broadreach Health Nursing Homes in Chatham, says especially on the Cape, openings for nursing assistants are often in direct competition with better-paying seasonal jobs.
The availability of seasonal jobs where pay can be quite an enticement makes it harder here than in other parts of the state. In addition, I think housing is probably the single biggest differentiator.
Broadreach also runs its own in-house training program, but it's been taking things a step further. Bogdanovich has been recruiting candidates from Puerto Rico to supplement the workforce, and the program has about 20 affordable housing units it offers to assistants.
I'll just scoot you over there.
Every bit helps, but in the end, the job is still tough.
All right. I'll see you later, all right, buddy?
Back in Buzzards Bay, Kevin Lima is another nursing assistant in training. He says at first he was nervous, but he's getting the hang of it. He's in his final day of training today.
The hardest part for me, I will say, is showering, taking them a shower. Because some residents could get like aggressive. Some residents think they could do like they could take their own showers. Like, so yeah, they'll just like refuse me.
But he says he's ready to get started and that he loves taking care of people.
I just have a lot of energy and like I can do it.
Lima is a senior this year at Dennis Yarmouth High School and plans to pick up evening shifts from 3 to 11 at night after school. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.